IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Artificial intelligence is no longer just a science fiction movie. It's a part of our lives. From voice assistants to facial recognition, AI is here to help us, but it also raises big questions. Questions regarding privacy, whether AI can be dangerous, and things like that. So today we're going to discuss that. Welcome to the Viewpoint, your program. This is Sayed Ali, the humble host of the program. I'm here, privileged to be here with dear brother Ali Reza. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Really good to have you here.
It's an honor to be here.
Good to have you here. And dear brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Looking sharp like always.
It's a pleasure.
So thank you so much. Dear brother Muhammad, AI is being developed by human algorithm, right? Those they are algorithms and based on everything, based on the human limited capacity sort of knowledge. And we cannot have a consensus vote on like everything on planet Earth. Everything, everyone thinks about different things in a different way. So this is the best thing we have. So we cannot be super hypercritical of the AI and things that, and we think that we have a sort of infallible device. It shouldn't, you know, have some errors or biases. It's gonna have that. So what do you think about this statement?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. You see, dear Sayyid, with regards to AI, we have a general rule in computer science. We say GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. That's basically what the computer is based on.
What do you mean?
Whatever data you give to the computer, that's what's going to be outputted after it analyzes and processes it. Now, artificial intelligence is nothing other than a computer with ones and zeros, but with much more high level and much more sophisticated algorithms and models behind it, right? Now, the main thing with regards to AI, even those who have AI models, the big corporations in the world who have AI agents, now AI bots and so on, none of them claim that their models are infallible, that their information is completely true. Rather, many of them, even when you chat with them, at the bottom it's clearly written that this information that is provided to you might be incorrect.
Yeah, exactly.
And the reason is because AI models, they're trained on large amounts of data from the internet. And internet, who made the internet? Who has information on the internet? Basically us people.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're right and sometimes you're wrong. There's misinformation around, there's information there and so on.
It's a freaking future. I cannot imagine what will happen for our next generation. That's another topic for probably another episode. But meanwhile, let's continue this conversation with dear brother Ali Reza. So dear brother Ali Reza, imagine one day an AI or a robot is developed in a way to do all your work, whatever you do and contribute to the society as a scholar, as a religious scholar, as a teacher, as a whatever. So imagine there is a, let's say, doppelganger of yourself doing all the things you do, and somehow, probably, maybe society thinks we do not need dear brother Ali Reza anymore. We can have access to that robot 24/7. How do you feel about it?
So you think that is one of the concern about the AI, and but I don't think we would get to that moment. You know why? Because of the things we have talked about it in the beginning of the of this session, that AI usually have errors and mistakes in accordance with the based on the vast amount of data given to it. So always we should predict that there could be a mistake in what the AI says and what he instructs. Besides that, the threat of AI, or let's say, in other words, the thing that we don't have in AI is the lack of explainability. You see, for example, if you go to a doctor and give him some information, he would give you the decision, and you would understand the way through which the doctor has come to that decision. And you would go to the other doctor and you would compare these two ones. Mm-hmm. But what, in accordance with the AI, we lack this one. Even the developer, it is not easily understood how the AI comes to that decision.
Yeah, it's based on the algorithm.
It's based on the algorithm, and it is very difficult to understand how did he come to.
Yeah.
So I think regarding these two points, I don't think we will get to that moment that we do not need humans and the human beings will be useless, for example.
So you're optimistic, I'll give you that, and I hope that would be the case for all of us, because I wouldn't like to just be replaced by an AI host here. So, dear brother Muhammad, next question for you. That might be a true question in future for you. If AI became your therapist, would you trust it with your secrets? Because in case sometimes you see that human therapists and shrinks would charge you a lot.
You see, there are some places where computers are good at keeping secrets because computers do not have... There are some places where computers are good at keeping secrets because computers do not have the characteristics and personalities of mankind, whereby some people are eager to spill the secrets of others. Computers are very... they're basically naturally under our control.
Yes.
Places whereby computers are used to verify the identity of a person. Like you just scan your passport automatically without a person behind verifying manually. The computer automatically says, okay, the person holding this passport is this X person or the Y person. This is a very good place because you're kind of protecting, let's say, at immigration points and airports, instead of having human beings doing that job, you're having computer, and the computer is doing the job very good, and you're slimming the chances of, let's say, a spy being there and controlling who is coming into the country or going out. But this is a very good place.
But again, that's in the format of a data, and it can be extracted later.
Yes, of course, but by a person with authority. So ultimately comes back to mankind, human beings.
Yeah.
But you're slimming the chances of having, let's say, 100 people access to one data, then 10 people. And you can easily filter out who has, for example, leaked the data from the 10 people than 100 people. It's a lot easier. Now, the point I was trying to mention over here is that, yes, computers are good in some places to keep secret. But let's say, for example, a therapist. What is the responsibility of a therapist? Is it just to listen and give an answer, or to understand, comprehend, find the best path specific to that person? Because AI, the highest point we have reached in AI is basically large language models.
Yes.
These models only understand language. That's it, just
so
language.
Far.
The AGI, unfortunately, it's being misinterpreted these days. Artificial generative intelligence. Now they're trying to have something that is creative on its own. Now that's something philosophically impossible, but they have changed the meaning of generative AI now just to say, okay, it's possible. But again, if you're giving it data and then it's giving you output, it didn't do it on its own, right? It's not creative. It's just being very comprehensive with its algorithm in trying to manipulate the data you give it. Creativity is when you start from yourself without having any data within you. Correct? That's generative AI. Nonetheless, away from the different buzzwords around, therapists have a much greater responsibility that AI cannot. What I would suggest is therapists may use AI, just like how doctors may use AI and any other fields may use AI to help them in making the decisions and conclusions. And this is a very optimistic look at AI, and that's what everybody should be trying to do in every field. But when it comes to giving the AI the possibility and that authority to make decisions, decisive decisions, that is, that's something that's basically a red line, because computer does not have emotion, does not have understanding, because that's what separates mankind from any other creation, mankind from any other animal, mankind from any other natural phenomenon, which is understanding. which is aql, which is intelligence.
Yeah.
So mankind has to be the final factor, though it may use help from different tools, including AI and other tools that are available at his disposal.
I was thinking that whether we are going to have another AI version of Dr. Hannibal Lecter, the serial killer, or not, but I guess probably we can have that. So last question for dear brother Alireza. Can you think of an AI to be kind, or kindness is something that is specifically for human? Only human can be kind.
Yeah. Usually when I start chatting with AI, I ask him, how are you? Usually the answer,
you know, given, the developers said don't do that because it cost them like billions of dollars to just answer that part.
And usually it says that I'm not a human, I do not have feeling, I cannot have a feeling, I do not have a feeling, I'm just a algorithm that I use the vast amount of data and give the decision to you. So I don't think we will get to that also to that moment that he has the feeling, because feeling, I think, is a kind of a spiritual, and a machine cannot have that spiritual feelings. So I think we will not have a kind AI in the future.
Interesting. Thank you so much. Same question for dear brother Muhammad. Can you imagine one day human get married to a robot or something?
You see, marriage is a very holistic and a sanctuary, and it has a sanctity. Allah has made clear who mankind can marry.
Yeah,
but I
a man and a man and a man and a man with a woman, and that's it. Nothing more than
we
that.
We live in a strange time, brother. People get married to everything these days, unfortunately.
That's identity crisis rather than marriage crisis. So you see, with feelings, like as brother Alireza mentioned, there is no way that a computer can comprehend feelings. As the AI themselves, they mentioned that. They do not have souls. So feelings, understanding, comprehension, interpretation, all of these are personalities and characteristics, specific characteristics of mankind. Even many of the animals, they follow their instinct nature. As we say, ghariza, their instinct nature.
True.
Nothing more than that. Even if they have thinking, if they have planning capacity, it's only compound and very encompassed within that same simple arena. When a tiger is planning to catch a prey, it's not thinking, okay, philosophically, when I catch that, it's going to become a part of my body. No.
Yeah.
It's just answering to that need, which is hunger. Mankind is the one that is beyond that.
Yes.
Has feelings, has comprehension, has the ability to think right and wrong.
The free will.
AI, as it is right now, as it stands right now, the farthest that it can go is just language.
Exactly.
It can just say, we can just say, okay, AI takes a sentence. For example, it takes a prompt. It says, for example, the Lord, AI Lord might come and say, whenever you're asked to say, whenever you're asked, how are you? Always say, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's just a language.
True.
In response, it's just answering whatever the AI Lord, codes. The model basically, is telling it to do. That's as far as AI can go.
Thank you so much. Technology may evolve fast, but without human responsibility, it loses its direction. Let's stay awake, stay kind, and stay in charge. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum wassalam wa rahmatullah. Ummati, ya
يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفعة أنا لها